All right, next up, we've got Geach Sorensen. When I look back at my time, I see how it all began. But the first one happened ages ago, separated God and man. Want to have the other, but not to hold his hand. If I leave here on my own, can I become a
garage rock from the 70s or 80s.
Good garage rock.
Yeah. It's got a great vocal performance as usual for Geach Sorensen, but it's kind of simple and it's kind of repetitive, and so it's a great vocal performance of a pretty uninteresting composition to my ears. This one also seemed to be a little clicky in a couple of spots, but again, I'm wondering if that's just my headphones. Did anybody else get that?
No clicky nuts.
Yeah, not for me either.
It's got to be my headphones. So all of my reviews this time around are invalid. Don't pay any attention.
I'm sure you heard something good.
Yeah, did you have that comment on everyone?
I do. Yeah.
So much clicking this round. What is wrong with you people?
It's clicking. There's all these beeps. I get my phone ringing. No, it's actually just a couple. I think it's just those two, and it seems like it's clicking a bit. So, yeah, it's probably my headphones, though. So never mind. Somebody else go.
I think I like the composition a little more than you. I was immediately engaged by the intro, and I didn't really identify the song as being too simple at all. I thought, you know, it's a good song. Geach turns out a solid entry every time, and I think this is no exception. I also thought the lyrics were pretty good. They're kind of straightforwardly honest and universal. Not too complicated, but not too simple either, which I think is echoing Micah's exact comment on the boards, but I think he's right.
I understand where you're coming from with the vocal melody. I also thought it was a little bit boring. There's not a lot of vocal leaps in it. Like the melody just kind of cruises up and down a little bit. It doesn't move a lot. It doesn't change a lot. And I think it's steady throughout the entire verse. I don't think it like changes like halfway through subtly or anything like that. It's just steady and kind of boring the whole way through. I like the little guitar riffs that he uses to punctuate the verses. And I thought the phrasing, "against all hope, I hope," is a good way of expressing the title without coming out and saying "hope against hope." One comment I did have is that around the 1 minute 40 second mark, there is a breakdown section, and it's almost like there is a sign in that section that says, "this space for rent." Like, there needs to be a solo or something else in there, because it's just 8 bars of the verse melody. It's just crying out for something to fill that space. And I'm not sure if he ran out of time or what the idea with that was. And in the chorus, there are backing vocals, and I think they're singing "hope against hope." I'm not exactly sure, but they could be a little bit louder so I could hear them. Like, I really struggled to hear if there were even backing vocals. And I go, "oh, yeah, there they are." And you can kind of hear them, but they need to be louder to have more impact.
I don't think I noticed that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually kind of make notes if there are backing vocals, and I didn't, because I love backing vocals.
Yep, need to be louder.